First things first, are you anxious to see the game tonight, see Seattle play and see how they call things in that game?
I'm just interested in just watching football again. Watch a couple of the preseason games, but to see a real regular season game, anxious about that. And it'll be interesting to see, just how it's called and how the game goes, just because of all the attention that the Flags have gotten in the preseason. But I'm sure it'll be a good football game, and they'll let the guys go out there and play.
You excited to see how the secondary looks, out in the field this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I think just like every other player around this time, just to get out there and play in a game, it counts towards the regular season. It's real live now, and I think we've been working hard, so it's good to go out there and face a nice challenge. Miami has a lot of weapons out there, so as far as we go as a secondary, we're going to have our hands full all game, so it's going to be interesting, and it should be fun. Getting back out on the field for the first time, it's always that good excitement.
Would you rather play in the heat or in the cold?
The heat.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just easier. The cold is, no one wants to be out there in the cold.
Ironically, though, this has been like the hottest week up here. How has that helped you guys at practice?
I think that helps a lot. I think it takes away a little bit of the shock factor from when we first walk out there. I mean, we know obviously being down in Miami is probably going to feel and be a little hotter than it is up here, but it's better than, being up here and it not being hot and then going down there and just that initial first time we walk on the field is just you get hit with a heat wave. So I think it helps us and it just adds to the preparation going into the Sunday's game.
How difficult is it to keep an eye on Clay?
It's tough because he lines up in a bunch of different positions for them, and in every position he's used as a weapon for him. So I think, that's going to be key, just awareness of where he's at on the field, and then to know how the defense plays to him, because in every defense we want to know where he's at, and it's not just one guy. It's really, as a defense, we need to know where he's at.
Vince said yesterday he's one of the more underrated tight ends in the league. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, he definitely is, and I think when you play against him, I don't think people underrate him anymore, because we know how to use him. He's not, I guess, maybe the prototypical tight end, the true Y, but he does a lot of things on the field, whether it be lining up in the backfield, lining up, out wide as an X receiver. I think his versatility is what really makes him a really good player, and I don't think he'll be that underrated this year. I think everyone knows about him, and he's a key playmaker for him.
Bill talked about the first game being kind of a great unknown because, you guys go through the spring workouts, the summer workouts. You kind of think you know what you have, but you really don't know what you have until you guys step on the field for that first regular season game. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's true. And I think, when you go into the first game, you don't really know what the other team's going to do as well. So, for your team, it's going out there playing, coming to the sideline, making adjustments, going back on, fixing something, then they might do something new, then you got to come back on the sideline. So I think you learn a lot about, the guys you're taking the field with, and I know the coaches especially can evaluate all of that, but I think it's just key going out there, and, as we worked on all training camp, is our fundamentals, so that's going to be key for the game one.
Is this defense more, poised and ready to handle those changes? Dante was just talking about how everything is fun now. It's faster. We're not thinking as much as a group, and that makes a huge difference, obviously, when you get out on the field.
Yeah, I hope so. I think, we have a lot of experience. I think we have some guys that have been playing, now 2 or 3 years, so they're not really young guys out there on defense anymore, and I think High is a great example of that. Last year he was counting on to be the leader of the defense, the signal caller and everything, so now you put him back out there with Mayo, you gain a very knowledgeable player, and then you bring back your captain middle linebacker, so I think we are, but, it's all about going out there and doing it on Sunday.
So a stranger practice today with no Brady?
Practice is practice. I mean, it's not, I've been here now 5 years. It's not the first time he hasn't been out there in practice. So practice still goes on even without Tom.
The way the league has morphed, spread offenses, more and more receivers on the field. When you look at the collection of guys you have in the secondary, you say, we have enough guys to handle this now. That we have so many cover guys, it's actually a good thing, as in years past, maybe where you were a little stretched thin.
Yeah, I mean, you look out on the field at times, we got all guys that have played some aspect of a corner, in their career, whether, Kyle's out there or Chung's out there. Chung's played the nickel corner before, so I've played corner before. So we have a bunch of guys that have defended receivers, so when we go out there, I don't think it's you know, no one's worried about going out there and defending guys. It's just playing your technique and going out there and playing. You know, we don't have anybody, I think, that can end up in a position that they've never been in before. So I think that's an advantage for us. Just got to play to it.
Can you guys speak in shorthand, or shorthand maybe as a result, because you do have a lot of guys who play both corner and safety, and, you know, in terms of the language, you know, it doesn't... You don't need to explain a whole lot. I imagine a lot of that just comes from, you know, playing alongside guys anyway, but the fact that guys have played both positions, I imagine it helps.
Yeah, it definitely helps. I think guys have a more general understanding of what's going on from every position. You know, no matter what position you're asked to line up in our defense, I think, you know, we have a lot of guys that understand the defense as a whole. So, you know, no matter who's next to me or who's at left or who's at right or, you know, who's even at the nickel position, everyone kind of knows what's going on and can help other guys in situations, and those guys already know. So I think it is a big help.
Devin, was it helpful at all, you think, for you guys to go up against the Eagles this summer in training camp? I know it was still really early, but, you know, they have a new offense coordinator, Miami, who's coming from that same system. Is that at all helpful to you?
Yeah, I think it'll be some similarities, I think. You know, I guess we'll really see how helpful it is when we're out there on the field on Sunday. But, you know, some of the scheme stuff helps. You know, when you have a coach that came directly from that system now as the offensive coordinator, I think, of course, it's going to help a little bit. But how much, we really don't know. We know something Philly did. We don't know if Miami will do it, you know. So we'll see on Sunday.